Memorial Medical Center in Las Cruces is working to keep up with the recent increase of COVID-19 cases. According to Chief Medical Officer Dolores Gomez, the hospital could reach capacity in the next few weeks if current trends continue.
We stay on our trajectory of where we are. We could be looking at hitting a point where we have to worry about capacity issues within the next 1 to 3 weeks. But it's hard to say, and it's all going to depend how sick somebody gets. We're continuing to see the number of positive cases continue to go up. You know, when you see those numbers go up, you know that some of those people are going to be at our doorstep here at the hospital.
Gomez is part of a team made up of hospital nurses, engineers, and other staff that monitors the COVID situation on a daily basis. She says that care will continue, even if the facility reaches full capacity.
You're not going to stop caring for patients. You know, if you're working in the hallways or you're working in areas that aren't normally patient care areas, we're going to build that capacity. Maybe it's just done in a different facility with maybe not as severe as a sickness in those patients as well. So we're working with our community, working with our city and our county to look at that as well. We don't ever want to say we can't give you care.
As part of the hospital's emergency preparedness plan, Memorial Medical Center currently has a mobile morgue to compensate for lack of space inside the hospital.
Unfortunately, the part that we have to prepare is having that ability to place for them if they pass away so they can get their final resting place. And so the morgue that's been brought in for MMC is one. Mountain View also has two available. If it needs to go to more than that, then that's what we have to do. But at this point, that's kind of where we're sitting right now in our emergency preparedness plan.
In nearby El Paso, where hospitals are already reaching capacity, one traveling nurse took to Facebook Live to describe her experience working at the University Medical Center of El Paso. Liana Rivers recounted her experience working with the sickest patients in the hospital.
I was put in what's called a pit, and in this pit was 8 patients, all COVID positive. My first day of orientation, I was told that whatever patients go into the pit, they only come out in a body bag.
Texas accounts for more than 1 million of the total number of cases in the United States, which now sits at over 11 million. Here in Las Cruces, Gomez says Memorial Medical Center is working to make sure their emergency preparedness plan covers a multitude of different scenarios.
I think just definitely being prepared and being ready for the possibility. I think you always want to look for that worst case scenario, and then you hope that you don't get there, but you want to be prepared for that as much as possible.
Gomez emphasized that the best way the public can help is to follow the governor's shelter-in-place order, wear masks, and practice social distancing.
This is a public health issue. It is not anything more than that. It's real. It's scary. It's hard for us to have to make these sacrifices that we're making to not be with those that we love or not be able to celebrate some party or wedding or whatever it is, but it's the way that we're going to get through this. And until we really look at that and say, this is what we need to do, when we do that, we'll be able to get back where we need to be, but we need everybody to be on board right now more than ever, just because of what we're seeing in the numbers.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.